Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello and welcome to the NXT preview. I'm Adam Wilborn from What Culture, joined by the Dadley Boys of What Culture, Michael Hanflot and Michael Sidgwick, here to look ahead to tonight's episode of NXT. But before we get into it, if you're a fan of this sort of thing, make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts where we not only review the show formerly known as NXT 2.0, pay-per-views, premium live events, we have interviews, roundtable discussions, and out of the week, complete the bloody quiz, of course, on wrestle culture. As I said, they're joined by Hamlet and Sidgwick, and occasionally, as you may have heard just then, the odd little sound effect, as What Culture's having a bit of work done today to What Culture Towers, so apologies for any interruptions.
We're not really into sound effects on this podcast, are we? No. So we feel the need to, like, forewarn people yeah. to, like, hear something that they're not supposed to. That's not really our vibe.
Don't
assume,
mate. There you go.
There you go.
That's one of the fitness trying to fit that out.
Right. Let's talk about the thing that everyone is talking about today. Not the fallout from Raw's Triple X, but the fallout from the Performance Center brawl between Grayson Bloody Waller and Bron Bloody Breakker, which just so happened to be caught on film.
I don't think when Sidgwick coined the brilliant, there is a good and bad version of everything in wrestling. He was imagining applying it to an NXT Performance Center phone video, but that was kind of what was the case here.
Yes.
Grayson Waller was excellent in his role as an absolute disturber in that gym, which is looking increasingly more Enfield than Florida at this point as well, a performance center. There's been some like budget cuts down there. Has Nick Khan's spreadsheet applied to the walls or something like that? But he was great as this. It felt like an inciting incident when he was in the ring, basically. Otherwise, it felt really phony and silly. And very corny in the way that all those NXT wrestlers are asked to act on television. So maybe that's good prep for the show itself.
They've been working on suplexes, mate. I don't know what to tell you.
I think if you isolate Grayson Waller's bit of this for the video package, which is what WWE often exists to do, that's what half the promos are for, etc.
Hoying water bottles.
It's not a bad little bit of content that helps build to this rematch. The rest of it was cheesy as out, and the prospect. Like, it's one thing to say on a video that exists to promote a wrestling match, yeah, we're doing body slam practice today. It's quite another to make it on a television and be like, are you sure you're doing practice? Because I've seen your body slam.
So, bit of both.
Bit of both.
You need to leave might have been my favourite part of it. You need to leave.
They're not wrong. Should have been on Raw SmackDown ages ago.
I love Grayson Waller, man. I think anyone else, I'd have just poo-pooed this immediately. But him yelling across, all right, practicing rolls, are you, mate? Great stuff.
I like the execution of it, and I like the idea. It's not too dissimilar to the Ray and Dom stuff, where for whatever reason he takes a camera out to family celebrations. Kind of has to happen. But the amount of times we've taken the piss on this podcast, and AEW do this as well, where it's like, I'm going to need your answer next Wednesday on Dynamite. And then they have to have this like meeting, like a secret team meeting. TNT, and it's the inner circle. It's like, all right, okay, it's stupid. I guess it's quite funny, but it's also very stupid. But the amount of times where they say, can't believe your actions last week. It's like, I don't know why she's Indy Hartwell. Can't believe your actions last week. What were you doing? It's like, you could just WhatsApp to that.
Yeah.
It was bad enough in like the 90s when internet was primitive and not everyone had it. You could just ring them up.
Yeah.
If there's something you really needed to thrash out because you just couldn't believe what they did on the show, call them backstage. Ring them up.
It's funny as well for the rest
of you do live events.
Yeah. Mm. Sort it on the house.
Tickets
show.
For which are advertised on a ticker tape at the bottom of
yeah.
the
Like,
this is why I like it when there's any kind of idea or suggestion that these characters have an interior life, that they live outside of the show, because it makes them feel more realistic.
You shared a great clip the other day from Andre Chase.
Oh, yeah. Like, outsmarting... who was it? I can't remember. But they're just experimenting with a bit of fun where he suddenly plays the referee in a bit of a do-si-do sequence, and it's like lowbrow wrestling comedy done brilliantly, like performed really, really well, which half of these characters need because it's basically their entire gimmick. That was what was the other thing I was going to say about this. It's odd that the amateur wrestlers that are recording their training capture the like what went on here, because when you get a vignette on NXT, like that feels like you graduate from Performance Center to NXT, NXT the main roster. When you're in NXT, your vignettes often barely resemble anything off a wrestling show whatsoever. The amount of times stuff about the bar or stuff about shagging, like almost forgets to build a match at the end of it, is criminal. It's like, oh yeah, we're pro wrestlers. Well, I'm too busy doing my maths comics. Like, at least this was like directly tied to what they're all supposed to be there for. So it's kind of more relevant than half the stuff we review that actually makes air.
Trick Williams, that's who he's facing in that clip, I think, that you showed me.
Yeah.
But you pointed out a very good thing looking at the lineup of this show. All women's matches.
I don't think this is an on-purpose make...
Bay Shawn Michaels.
Yeah. I don't think this is an on-purpose make good for the absolute state of the women's division on the main roster at the moment, but it's not the worst thing that's happening on NXT. It's a better division than SmackDown. I can say that with confidence. And it's a better booked one than Monday Night Raw. Most of the things happening on here, even the silly stuff, and there's like loads of pantomime, it's NXT. But like they run angles and stories for the women way more than they do on the main roster. And it's not like they haven't got the time on 3 hours of Raw, 2 hours of SmackDown. So while this is, at the moment, at time of recording, an all-women's show match-wise, it doesn't feel like that in a particularly forced way. This is not being branded Evolution 2.
No.
It just so happens that like all these characters are busy this week with stuff.
Tiffany Stratton returns to telly. They set up the Wendy Chu match last week with Electra Lopez. And let's talk about this tag team title match. Because I'll be honest, I completely forgot about it after last week's show.
I forget about everything.
And I also didn't take it seriously.
I didn't take anything seriously.
When Alba Fire was like, I'll fight both of you, I thought, oh, okay. And then now she's going to have to find herself a tag team partner to fight the tag team champions. Nope. Handicap match, Alba Fire versus Katana Chance and Kayden Carter. Is this going to be...
Aren't they already doing a glorified handicap match with Perez and Toxic Attraction?
Yeah.
Are the champions like out and out heels?
Shawn Michaels really taking his eye off the ball there.
They just, last week, they were like trying to be nice to Alba Fire because I think she was threatening an official with a baseball bat backstage. And they, she was just like, yeah.
I already know, Jeff.
Katana Chance and Kayden Carter are prone to being absolute dickheads, even as baby faces. So they'll have no problem. They'll be rubbing their hands together. Like, can't believe it. Handicap match, the job's easier than ever.
Mm.
Could she...
Especially because considering their loose history with the rules, let's say.
Yeah.
I still remember her face.
Normally that's hanging around with more people rather than less.
Good point.
One opponent here instead of 12 round the house.
Her face in that video haunts me. That fixed eerie grin.
The restaurant one.
Yeah. Oh. That fixed eerie grin of the sort that Vince McMahon demands his baby faces wear.
Yeah.
Just showing off. That's just flouting the rules. Like smiling at death.
And then getting angry in the comments. Trying to enjoy my birthday. Why are people being so mean? That's one good reason. Switch your knees on, you idiot. The clip I saw from last week, the only thing that matters in the NXT level up universe right now is Sol Ruka's finisher. So maybe Alba Fire will be like, I got hit by that and it absolutely knacked. Do you want a team with me? Maybe we'll win the tag belts. Yeah?
I thought it was level up because they're trying to do like, hey.
Level up.
Kids are just too goddamn cool for vowels.
There's just no time for vowels.
I'm too cool. Vowels.
Seen our videos on TikTok.
Vowels are lame. Vowels aren't goated. So it's
consonants are goated.
Consonants are goated.
I can already think of one wrestler who's all over this, who I'm fairly certain hasn't got a vowel in his name. No, I don't think he hasn't.
Scripts.
Script is goated.
Vowels aren't goated, except it's level up. level up. Stupid company.
Scripts needs to spend time on level up. a lot of time.
Do you think they're going to do something weird where Alba Fire's like...
Scripps is gone. Scripps is gone.
That's so funny.
No, Scripps was caught by NXT Anonymous, if you remember, putting a letter in someone's bag or something.
Oh, he's still
here.
They've
got GTV, haven't they now? Yeah. And Scripps. He's been caught by... like he set up that building like full of cameras monitor him, and now he's... The Watcher has become the Watched.
NXT Anonymous has got a lot to answer for, because not only is he revealing Scripps putting letters in people's
NXT
bags.
NXT Anonymous sounds like a police investigation from a few years ago, doesn't it?
It does, eh?
Enfield Met.
He revealed Idris Anofe and his colouring in on his chest. He's not got a shoe tattoo.
Of course. Of course, the most pointless work of 2023 was finally revealed. Look, we've put over Idris Anofe from the very beginning.
I love
him, man. Right. I thought that was kind of weird, actually.
Very weird.
The whole thing existed. So he could do... Bear in mind that we know Twitter to be a bubble anyway, and we're all guilty of like thinking Twitter like can be replicated in the real world when it turns out it's always a minuscule percent of people watching and people's engagement and all the rest of it. But like, he pretended to get a tattoo, broadcast that on Twitter, and then like wore a compression shirt for a week for the very small audience that watches NXT as well.
It was a niche, innit?
Yeah, like, so there's a bit of niche thing. Like, nobody else would have recognised it, but like, you do if you're in the bubble. And then...
He had that good bit of part where he was like, my shoulder hurts a bit, so I've got to put some strapping on. And it was just in the place where the tattoo
was like,
would have been.
I was joking, actually. And he did this thread where the whole point was anyone that buried him for getting the tattoo was going to get double buried. Like, two wrongs do make a right, and I'm the right one, and I win. But a lot of the burials, in inverted commas, that he'd screenshotted were people saying, man, like, what if he loses his job? Everybody loses their job working for WWE.
Everyone was, like, nice to him.
He's not even an employee. He's a contractor. This is dangerous and maybe a little bit stupid and reckless. All the best, Idris. And it's like, clowned on you, losers. Serves you right for showing me concern. This will get me 50 retweets. And it did. Like, like, what's the end result of this, like, amazing work? Like, losing a tag match on NXT.
Probably.
That'll show him.
It's very stupid as well because, so he's got this whole bit. And we're like the guy, he's been very entertaining. But he's doing this bit where I'm going to get a WWE logo tattooed on my chest. And everyone's like, well, you're a mark for doing that. It's like, right, okay, well, I'm not doing it, actually. I'm not going to get the WWE logo on my chest. WWE, shift the goalposts for how much you're allowed to care and not care about this company all the time.
Yeah.
So you don't like the WWE, huh?
Shawn Michaels becomes Roman Reigns.
Yeah, you don't like the WWE. You think it's a joke to you, huh? You're not willing to dedicate your life to the cause, huh? And you're just like, it makes no one happy. Makes absolutely nobody happy.
What I guess like a shoot NXT one next
week.
Yeah.
You goddamn mark. why are you doing that for? You goddamn mark. You think you're going to get a goddamn tattoo and it's going to get you the championship, huh? You think it's going to get you the TV time, huh? You think it's... I don't know why I'm doing this. First.
He's worked himself. Like, this niche bubble liked him. And he's now alienated some of them with a tattoo and alienated the rest by going in two-footed on the ones that showed concern. A few people ripped the piss. But... that's sometimes what Twitter's there for, too.
It's
okay to rip the piss. It's okay to, like...
Yeah.
Everybody does. Does that mean he's not part of it?
Everybody does.
It turns out that, like, his on-screen character was part of, but the real-life one isn't. So I think less of him. That's rubbish work.
He's a terrible worker.
A rubbish worker.
Do you think...
Good body.
In a weird way, bringing it back to this tag team title match, Isla Dawn might corner Alba Fire. Like, she looks like she needs some help here. It feels like they're weirdly drifting together. Like when the other week when she was like, go on, I really want you to hit me with your finish now. Like when she just sat up and waited for it.
Well, I mean, I'd team with her because she could curse people into vomiting black blood straight away and then just win. She'd kill people.
Nothing's happened, mate.
So she just hit the finisher. Just pinch Wilborn.
So I've just touched Wilborn. He's not spitting out black goo.
If Isla Dawn has that power, I'd want to use that.
Yeah.
What's Bird Person up to?
She won the main event last week, you'll remember. You've forgotten, obviously, because you watched the show.
She had played no part in it, though.
No, it was all Roxanne Perez.
Yeah. Against two people who are the contenders for the title.
So is that LTST, 7 days? Like, where she's sort of shown that she can step into a handicapped situation.
Oh, because Roxanne stepped in for her.
Yes.
She can... So Bird Person, maybe?
Bird Person and... what's a frig? I keep forgetting. Oh, Alba Fire.
Yeah.
Curly Ray, I keep going back to.
Well, speaking of...
Did we do well with the bird? I suppose Fire doesn't do well with anyone.
Fire and Flyer. There you go.
No, I don't go. It doesn't go.
Alba Flyer, yeah, that's all right. I don't mind that.
Do you think... who do you think leads?
Alba Flyer, that's not bad, actually. Yeah, all right.
Do you think... Is her promo line going to be like, fight off flight. And then she flies away, but like, actually, she's supposed to fight. And they're all shouting back, no, come back, bird person. That's the opposite of what we need.
Who do you think leaves as champions?
Who cares? Who gives a toss? The show's terrible.
Alba Fire and the Mystery Partner.
Good. I like that.
Yeah, why not?
There is also a Triple Threat Women's Championship Summit. It feels like after last week where Roxanne Perez beat both of them, Toxic Attraction or what's left of them in Gigi Dolin and JC Jane probably needs to get some heat back this week, Sige.
Well, sorry. Say all of that again. She said, I don't care. I wrote some jokes just to try and, because I'm all contented out. If you haven't already listened to the Raw review, it's an all-timer.
I think so, yeah.
So I'm contented out. So I've written three jokes, not to step on Stax's dick, but just because I knew I wasn't going to bring much to this. I'll tell the jokes whenever you want, but I will be polite and answer your question.
Okay. Roxanne Perez, Gigi Dolin, JC Jane, the Women's Championship Summit tonight. After Roxanne Perez outsmarted the both of them last week, it feels like they have to get their heat back this week.
Yeah. Or they could, like, tease dissension. Like, they're going to have a summit. They're going to be on, like, stools or whatever. They're going to have a conversation. And Booker T is probably just going to try and get some catchphrases over instead of, you know, building the match. So
I know this is a bit of Harlem Heat between you and Toxic Attraction.
So JC Jane's going to say something along the lines of, well, Gigi Dolin will say, you know what, when I pin you, Roxanne Perez, and JC Jane's going, what? Because that's how she talks, isn't it?
It does.
When you pin her, I don't know.
Pin her? There's a lot of discussion of pinners on NXT.
When you pin her, that's my job, Gigi. That kind of thing. Have this little bit of back and forth.
I can't wait when they do the rebadge and she ends up with Brogs.
Yeah.
The two of them.
So they're going to have this this little conversation where one of them's going to say, well, when I pin you, Roxanne Perez, and the one's going to go, ah! Yeah. And then go, when you, and then no, and Roxanne Perez is going to be like, well, that's good for me because he's not the combined threat I thought you were or something.
I think it's going to be
a history of wrestlers not realizing the rules of a triple threat until the worst possible moment.
Yeah.
Like Toxic Attraction have had this match for 3 weeks and that's not come up yet. What if? Forget it. Like, I love that. Normally comes up in the match.
Yeah, I like the idea of that actually happening and Roxanne Perez just sort of sitting there going, "Here we go," and then they like double super kick her and be like, "Ah, it was a ploy all along."
Yeah,
which still hasn't resolved the fact that one of them has to.
This is so bad. Not good, broken. This is so bad that it can't possibly go right in any way. Don't hear some elephant jokes?
I know one person who does.
Yeah, that's in the room. Okay. Sorry, Stax. I've got nothing to say about this, so I thought I'd bring some comedy.
That's the good of one of the other hosts.
Yeah.
One of the five.
Why are Stax. Sorry,
Stax is just going to be good. He's missed this, but yeah.
I'll tell him one of them. The one that, think of this as it, because I like to impress Stax.
I don't know what Stax laughing sounds like.
Well, we're probably going to find out with these belly splitters. These side splitters. Not trying to split your belly. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Belly splitters.
Well, so consider this like road testing material.
Okay, then.
I want to find out what Stax laughs like. I'm really all of a sudden interested in what that sounds like.
Wilbon's giving it some real deep thought at the moment. He must be thinking about it too.
Why are elephants bad dancers?
I don't know. Why are elephants bad dancers?
Can we do the work?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, go on.
Because they're heavy footed.
They've got two left feet.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Look quite the pop I was there. What album could an elephant listen to all day long?
Trunk. Peanuts.
What else do we know about elephants? They're scared of mice.
Dumbo soundtrack.
Perfect. Yes.
Dumbo soundtrack.
Tusk by Fleetwood Mac. Dude, I think it's the one. That's the one.
All right.
It's not my joke. Why are elephants so wrinkly?
You forgot to iron them or something.
Can't stop that.
Takes too long to iron them. So I'm going with Tusk. I'm going with Tusk for Stax.
Yeah,
I think Stax will really like that.
Tusk stuff. Roxanne Perez to be left lane after this women's championship.
Yeah. Away from the elephant.
Switching gears.
Or Indian African. Switching ears. That's the difference, isn't it?
I think so. I don't know
about lens. Peanuts, ESIs, trunks.
Grey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Right.
You stood right there.
Let's get back to this. And you, your voice has reminded me, the one you put on a minute ago, has reminded me tonight, Kiana James and Fanon Henley have to coexist. No word, as far as I've looked into, about who they'll be facing in a tag team match tonight. But a lot riding on this, particularly for Sir Wanks-a-Lot.
A lot of riding on Sir Wanks-a-Lot if he gets his bloody way. Dirty bastard. How are they going to make it horny? That's the question here. I don't care. That no one's meant to care about.
It's like a new game. That does.
Did it.
It's time to play the game!
Did it. Did it. Did it. Did it. How do they make it horny? So no one cares about the opponents. Winning might get them a tag team title match. Who knows? It's all about his cock. So what do they do? Could he be on the apron? And... like, he's like, stand on the outside when they're on the apron as you try and catch a glimpse.
What if...
it sounds like something he would do.
I've got it.
The hardest part of the ring.
Yeah, and it's a skag.
What if... what's his name? Boris Johnson, the other one.
Jansen.
He tweaks his ankle on the way to the ring, whatever. And so cornering them for Fallon Henley's side of things, they'd face a couple of jobbers, obviously.
Fallon. The old NXT in action graphic. Yeah. That's it. They're in action.
Fallon Henley got so Wanks-a-Lot in her corner. Uh-huh. Same corner, obviously. Kiana James has the assistant. Fallon Henley, Kiana James win. Kiana James' assistant jumps into the arms, so happy of so Wanks-a-Lot. And he's like, I won't do nothing. When
I had none, and now I got three. Yeah. I got a bit of strange.
But obviously, this is another step in the twisting tale of who has the bar that her grandparents played Peanuts or something at. I can't remember.
I refuse to take pelters for just liking saga booking in pro wrestling. I think there should be more of it like this. Like, I'm grateful for NXT for keeping that flame burning. This is toilet, this man. Like, I love the bar.
Like, the
crack.
The Young transfer saga was more captivating than this over the summer. Jesus Christ.
One thing we are.
Is it De Jong who was going to go to Man U from Barca? Oh, fuck.
The coexisting acting here is going to be brilliant because, like, Kiana James is going to prove herself tonight to Fallon Henley, playing this long game of, like, she's realised I can't just, like, drag him around by his dick. I've got to earn her trust too. It's like a double bluff. Double bluff. So, like, she's going to, like, work really hard in this match. And, like, you're going to see Fallon Henley doing that sort of, like, 80s movie. You know when, like, the third dress comes out of the wardrobe and they're all like, That's the one.
That's the one.
When you're going to get Fallon doing, she's all right.
I was thinking like something like that. She's going to go.
Keanu James.
Hey, 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 hey. You all right.
She'd be like, you're all right.
In the meantime, the assistant's like robbing the bar. Bag of swag.
Oh my God, what's happening at the bar? Hey, Keanu, you know what else is all right?
These nuts.
God damn it, Jensen, you got no class. Tiffany's. You ain't gonna get no puss doing that, boy.
Yeah, it's like that.
He's back in the ring.
Yeah.
Which we've been looking forward to. We teased this a bit last week, obviously.
Already on carrying duty, I see.
Indi Hartwell is who she's facing.
So, yeah.
Interesting this, because like we said last week, not a great return promo from Tiffany. Although last week's backstage stuff was
great. She's back to her best.
Yeah.
Remind me.
Because I've forgotten. You've forgotten.
I forgot I watched it.
You have forgotten, yeah. There was a backstage segment where, I can't remember, there was something stupid about this.
It was.
No.
Mackenzie chatting to Tiffany, and she starts chatting to her, and then she goes, Mackenzie, I didn't ask for this interview. You did. Get on with it. And she was like, I was just fucking about to. You didn't interrupt me to tell me to get on with it. Anyway, there was
footage. She interrupted it to say she doesn't want the interview. We'll just shut up then.
She went to go to her locker room, the Tiffany Stratton locker room, and Indi Hartwell was like, bloody thing you're doing. You can't say you're just we all this women's division's pigs and then you get your own bloody locker room. Go dress somewhere else, you schmack.
That's like that. D.
You schmack.
Throw another schmuck off the bridge.
And then she...
Lane in the barbie.
Tiffany said, I guess I'm going to have to show them that there's only one superstar in the women's division, and that is me. Toodles. And then cut to commentary, and they said, Sage, who does Tiffany Stratton think she is?
Tiffany Stratton.
Thanks, Sage.
That's a Booker T set, yeah.
It's
a Booker T set.
Win for Tiffany.
Tiffany Stratton wins, aye. Indi Hartwell's... Yeah, match is going to be rubbish unless Stratton makes it good. Hartwell,
she's got new move set. Was intrigued by that.
She occupies this really strange space, Indi Hartwell. I feel bad because with WWE wrestlers, it often feels like you're punching down because they look like they've got no agency whatsoever.
I don't.
Like, she's been on NXT a long time, so they've always tried to present her as the veteran, but the matches and work so rarely supports that. As a result, it doesn't ever scan as her getting there. The rub? Is that what they like? Genuinely, is like Tiffany Stratton scored a big win this week. I thought she was fighting Indi Hartwell. That's what we said, a big win.
I think she's meant to be, this is tragic, like one of the senior.
The gatekeeper.
Gatekeepers, yeah. Good old Tony Nese.
God.
Sage.
Dustin Rhodes in 2019, yeah.
Get her up with Dexter. Just stand backstage in the poker segment like the rest of the Garganos. The rest of the way.
Like the rest, see of, them. The rest of the goddamn losers.
Didn't even see him.
You could see him in the back.
Aye, aye.
Couldn't get a look in because IRS got to get his DB time.
Wendy Chu versus Electra Lopez. Sage.
Off.
I can't do this one.
Wendy Chu versus Electra Lopez and Matt Hardy in action this week. It's not a great week to be Michael Sidgwick, is it?
Oh, God.
Midweek wrestling ain't no Monday Night Raw.
It ain't. What?
Wendy Chu versus Electra Lopez.
God, as long as she doesn't get a promo beforehand.
Who's he talking about? It could be both.
That's the joke. swift, decisive win for Electra Lopez. No. Who's the person that she's like around?
Didn't she try to help somebody last week?
Yeah, who
was that? Valentina Feroz.
Yeah, is Feroz going to interfere on her behalf and turn whichever direction she wasn't before?
Turn heel.
Yeah.
Potentially.
What did they do at the Battle Royal?
At the Battle Royal, I think that was the one where Electra Lopez got eliminated and then pulled the pillow that Wendy Chu broke her fall with to not touch the floor from the legs from underneath her.
You do this without Googling. Like, it's like if you were to ask me something from the 5-star review, I would like to think, stupid WWE brain I've got, I could pull from it. You're that for this brand. Uh-huh. You've got it. It's in there.
I was just about to say, it was only 3 weeks ago, But that makes it such an achievement. Yeah.
And then last week, I remember this because it was a genuine high point of last week's show, Feroz fought Thea Hale, and Alexa Lopez came out and was like, use brass knucks. And Feroz was like, I don't want to. And he was like, ref, these aren't mine. Take them off me. Stop me before I do something I don't want to. And that allowed Thea Hale to pin her. And Alexa Lopez just looked there like...
Just picturing her like putting the knuckles on her fingers whether she wants to or not. Like, I can't stop myself. I'm balling my fist up.
So yeah, the next saga in the Feroz Lopez law, I suppose.
Yeah, God. So what if Lopez is going to use the brass knucks against Wendy Chu and Feroz comes to the ring and says, no, that is not how we do business here. And then the referee, she points to the referee, Feroz, and the referee goes, don't bloody use them. Do not bloody use them. Don't know where I'm going with this after. What happens?
Wendy Chu shoots the drink in Electra Lopez's face and wins. And Feroz is like, wait a second. No one's a true babyface in this promotion.
And you know what happens when you give up on the idea of a hero?
What?
You become the Joker, baby.
I don't know.
We're missing the Joker character.
Yeah, there's nobody around at the moment.
Remember, there was like eight.
Yeah, they were all Jokers.
They're all, where have they gone?
They've been replaced by a person who does streaming for a living alongside wrestling.
I don't know.
Actually, Becky Lynch or Seth Rollins.
Either with Dakota Kai.
Dead Joker, baby.
Yeah. I don't know. This
very much the Jack Nicholson.
What, the best one?
The first filmed one.
Okay.
It was a 60s film, wasn't there? But I don't know. For my
team. The Batman TV show.
Yeah. More of a Riddler guy myself. Jim Carrey.
No f-
I was thinking like Paul Dano. No, obviously not. You're supposed to be like the Batman. No, he likes Jim Carrey.
This is like, you know when people do those lists? I sometimes look stuff up like this for quizzes, and I'm like, 10 facts you didn't know about.
No, them bloody websites, they're a nightmare.
A superstar. But the ones that are like, 10 facts you didn't know about Batista. He's got a belly button tattoo. Everyone knows that. Everyone knows that.
Off the screen, he's been top.
He quite likes Jim Carrey. He's quite influential on him as a comedy character.
You're a person, dickhead.
Chu or Lopez?
Wendy Chu for that sort of finish. I'm not particularly interested in the journey. I'm all about I'm all about the destination here. There's brass knuckles. We all know they only belong to the absolute best. So if they've devised a vehicle beyond Trowler Dempsey that gets him back on television before he's fired again and brought back in his...
He can't go on telly.
How long's he off?
It was a stipulation of his early release.
So much.
You know what I miss about William Regal on NXT, right? And apparently you can't do this for another year. Right. So December 2023.
Oh my God, Wilbon, put it away.
You know what I really miss about William Regal on NXT TV, and it's one of the bloody bad reasons why he's not going to be on it for like another year.
Yeah.
So babyface is going to come up to him having been harassed by some bloody, some scoundrel, some ODV, original dirty villain. And they're going to, they keep saying like beating him up backstage. And babyface is going to go up to William Regal and go, I demand a match against heel X because they've been bloody tormenting me. And William Regal's going to go, yeah, I think that sounds like a good idea. And that's his TV character.
Well, Wendy, that sounds like a capital plan. Now go and take a nap before your big match. What a brilliant authority figure.
Because when you're defensive, he was just inoffensive.
Finally.
Finally,
Scream War Games. People love that.
I am genuine.
I loved NXT 2019. I didn't like War Games as much as a lot of people liked it when he screamed War Games. I prefer it when Wilbon screams War Games.
Can't do it now.
Or Retribution.
Why can't you do it?
Because we're running out of time and the gaming lads need to record a podcast. Chase, you have an awards ceremony tonight celebrating Thea Hale's first win, but all is not well within Chase U between Andre Chase and Duke Bloody Hudson.
Stop. I can't handle this much good wrestling. Tonight's got to be the night, hasn't it?
I should probably listen if we're on a time.
Thea Hale celebrating getting her first win. It's a big night for Chase U. this has got to be the night.
What could possibly go wrong?
Duke Hudson pulls the trigger, isn't it? And like sets up for Vengeance Day, ruins the celebration, ruins everything. Like says he's threatens to bring down Chase U from the inside, starts tonight, and he'll destroy Andre Chase at Vengeance Day. And then we'll see who graduates.
What side is Thea Hale on? Just a natural born. She's like Ricky Steamboat. She's very much the Ricky Steamboat of a generation. Yep. She's got so many babyface qualities. Yep. I couldn't possibly turn heel. Just be wrong.
I really like Thea Hale.
No, I do. I'm just taking
it. And I like this story. It's Sami Zayn bloodline adjacent, basically, for me. And the same nerves I felt throughout Sami Zayn's trial on Monday Night Raw, I'm going to feel here because, you know, not now, not tonight. You know, it's going to be...
all coming together for Chase U. Mm-hmm.
Finally.
I'm invested in this.
I know you are.
And I don't know whether I want them to do it when they get like a big title match and it just all falls to pieces, or do it here because...
Are you going to have time to do the thread? You know the thread where like you highlight all the clips? Like the week with yes. like Duke Hudson put his hand on top of Andre Chase's. What could it mean?
And Duke Hudson stole someone's cake or something.
And like when people would hypothetically do a Kenny Omega and Hangman Page one, like we haven't all been watching every f***ing week. Like in this case...
You know, Hangman Page drinks beer to get over his anxiety issues. 3 of 200.
Matt Jackson that one week said Hangman Page was a stupid idiot face. What could it mean?
Difference. I wrote the list.
Difference
I
being,
wrote the thread.
Difference being, nobody has watched it.
Yeah.
So your thread would be super informing. You start.
Unfortunately, also no one cares about NXT on Twitter. So
starting with guys, I think you need to be tuning into NXT tonight. Let me explain. Like thread.
The thread emoji.
Yeah.
Do you think it all goes wrong tonight?
Yes. Chase U banners everywhere. Like the little banner falling down slowly after Jay Hudson's tore it all up.
Remember he said yes when Hangman Page was like, sorry, no.
Yes, even better than that.
Awesome, that. Where's that in AEW? Aye. I love the banger matches and the hot crowds. But
sparks of innovation.
Yeah. Ceremonious.
Oh, there's his laugh.
Hey, Stash.
Hey, you got some jokes for you? Hey, you got some jokes? I got my chuckle chops ready.
Juggle chops.
What are them stacks?
You ain't got no juggle chops.
Well, we thought like we were gonna pitch in and get you like a bottle of Prosecco because you got the promotion.
Yes.
Oh, look at the underboss.
To the underboss, so we'll sort that out next time, I think. But I thought, you know, you're a guy who loves jokes.
Love jokes, me.
So I've thought of a really good one.
Go on.
As a present. For congratulations. What does an elephant like to listen to?
Tusk by Fleetwood Mac.
Correct.
Good joke, Sitch.
Us role blatherers have a phrase, don't bullshit. And I think you already find that, Stacks, despite not being from this country.
Okay, Stacks, right there.
Holy goddamn. Oh, I'm crying.
Why did the elephant leave the circus?
I don't know, Sid. What? I don't even leave those likers.
He was tired of working for peanuts.
Oh! He likes the peanuts. He loves the peanuts. Love this big guy over here. He loves the jokes.
Okay, so.
Because we got the elephant on the podcast. Too much.
He's an elephant. Primarily. No. Stacks.
Loves my jokes, though. Don't you, big guy?
Big guy. Has he got a name? The elephant.
We'll call him Nelly last week. Some people say Dumbo. Maybe we'll do a Twitter poll.
Okay.
Anyway, quickly. We're all getting old. I watched the Raw and everyone's fucking old on there. So I jokes about getting old. For me, you know, age is an issue of mind over matter. If you don't mind, it doesn't fucking matter?
Oh, no, sucks. gone in hot there.
Right, three jokes for you. Two questions, one more of a statement. So, question, joke number one, Sidge. What Sith Lord...
What are the jokes about aging?
Yeah, all about getting old.
Okay.
What Sith Lord immobilizes his enemies in their old age?
It's going to be like
picture that.
Darth Vader.
Yeah, but about being old.
What rhymes with Darth?
Old Vader.
It's all right, Scott. Just wait there 2 minutes. This is important.
I've absolutely no idea. My Star Wars knowledge is abysmal.
I only there's Darth Maul, but he'd be the subject of a joke. He was another nerd's
derided, like, wasn't he?
He had a good face paint. God, he's like the Bray Wyatt of Star Wars. Darth
very
Maul.
Very much the Kane in every sense of Star Wars. Isn't
Bray Wyatt. I don't know, Stax.
What Sith Lord immobilizes his enemies in their old age? Darth Riders.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
As much of a pop for that as I was hoping for. Question number two. Joke number two, Hamlet.
Yeah.
How are stars like false teeth? Huh?
This is the last one. We don't get three for some reason.
I like this third one, but it's not a question.
Okay. Repeat false teeth. What's the setup again?
How are stars...
Stars.
...like false teeth?
Dentures.
There's a lot of star.
Judy Dencher.
So take them out at night. They come out at night.
They both come out at night.
Well done, Sid. It's good.
Finally, picture the scene with me, guys. A woman.
You've been hanging out with Duke Hudson.
Woman goes to her doctor and says, "Oh, I got a bad back, doc." And the doctor examines her and says, "I'm sorry, madam, there's nothing I can do. It's just the old age." And the woman, not satisfied with this, says, "Doc, I want a second opinion." And the doc says, "Okay, you're f***ing ugly as well." It's a way I tell him, goddamn, excuse me, big guy. See you guys, see you tomorrow.
Bye, Stax.
Oh, God.
It was all popped out after the Raw review, but
yeah, God, it took it. It's like a Carter match that really got there in the end. Just
right. Let us know your thoughts ahead of NXT tonight on Twitter. Our Culture WWE. Watch. They can follow up three boys. You can follow Michael Hamflet at
Michael Hamflet.
Follow Michael Sidgwick at
M. Sidgwick.
Follow me at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at What Culture WWE. Make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling wherever you get your podcasts from for daily wrestling podcasts. Sidgwick is right, an all-timer of a Raw review today. You can go and check that out right now if you want to. And we'll be back tomorrow reviewing what happens on NXT. But for now, this has been the NXT preview. My thanks to the Dudley Boys, to the Elephant, to Stax. Thank you for joining us. And we will see you soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.